Om Shanti. 6th July 2019, Saturday. Slogan: those who donate to everyone their time, their happiness, and the desire for attainment are the great donors. Those who donate their time and those who donate their happiness and those who donate their desire of attainments, they are the great donors, Mahadani. Donation has got a lot of importance even in the world, and they believe that donation is a great act of charity. Donation of land, donation of clothes, donation of food, donation of money, and so on. Organs, blood. So, gross donation, even the gross donation has got so much significance in the world. Baba is telling us to donate something which is very subtle and which probably nobody donates. And who can become the donor? That is the first question. A beggar cannot be a donor. Only the rich can donate. Only the one who has got can donate. A Buddha can say that I give up this world because he has the world. A beggar cannot say that I am not interested in eating in 5-star hotel because he doesn't have, because he doesn't afford, because he lacks the money. So only the person who has got can donate. Only the person who is full can donate. Only the person who possesses can think of giving something in donation. So, the first qualification of a donor is he should be full. Second, there are people who are rich and yet they are very stingy, miser. For donation, you need a magnanimous heart, a very big heart, a very magnanimous, generous heart. Without the generosity of the heart, one cannot give. When somebody is close-fisted, how can he donate? So for donation, there should be expansion of the heart. All contraction is death. All expansion is life. One should be merciful. One should be full of compassion. One should be merciful if he wants to donate something to another. His heart should overflow with the milk of human compassion. The milk of human compassion. Then only one can donate. One should possess empathy. Not just sympathy, but empathy. To be able to feel the pain the person is suffering, samanubhuti. It is not just sahanubhuti, sympathy, but it is samanubhuti. To experience, to feel the suffering, the pain, the agony, the misery, the sorrow of the brethren means one should have empathetic attitude. Then, for donation, what is needed? Demand. There is too much demand. Everywhere people are suffering. What else for donation? Time. Proper time is needed for donation. You have to see, you cannot donate at any time. accurate time, appropriate time, opportune time is needed for donation. So, time, place. You have to select the place for donation, which place you are going to donate. There are places which are filthy, dirty, where donation is absolutely prohibited. In the path of devotion, there are places which are recommended for donation, like pilgrimage places are the best places for donation, temples or shrines, sacred places. So these are the places, good places where you go donations. Then there are the places which are in help, in needy places, like hospitals, orphanages, old age homes. So these are the places where you have to beg the slums. So one has to be aware of the which place one should give donation. And then person whom you are donating, is he the right person? If you donate and he wastes it, probably your donation would go waste. So one should also know to whom one is donating. That person should be fit for donation. So, yeah, method. What way one is donating? And one more, attitude. With what attitude? Is it selfless or selfish? Or there is vested interest that I should get name, fame after donation. My name should be etched, carved on the place where I have donated. Or people should know, it should come in the newspaper that I have donated. So with what attitude one is donating? And what is the method of donation? There are different methods. Daan, Mahadaan, like that. Different they show. And as regards selfishness, if I donate, what I am going to get in return? This thought itself is a great obstacle in gaining charity. So, almsgiving should be in secret. Bible says when you give it with your right hand, your left hand should not know. So it has to be a clandestine affair. Absolutely secret affair. Anything else in donor? For donor? Anything else? Any qualification of donor or donation? Instrument. Okay. What else? Pure feelings. In attitude. Turant. So immediately. So don't wait. That will come in time. You will not ask anyone. Okay, that will still be in attitude. What else? Attitude will include everything. What else? When you donate, he will not remember that I have donated. You donate and you forget. You donate and you forget. Total oblivion of the action. One will be oblivious, totally forgetful that I have donated this. The one who keeps the list or notebook. This is the notebook. This is the diary. Okay, I have donated this much to him, this much to him. So he will have, it will be a recordless donation. It will be a registerless donation. Though for income tax and other things, nowadays I think they do everything, but I'm talking about mental remembrance. So, and it should be donated to all. Again, in the attitude, it should be equitable donation to all samadarshi. It's not that you have donated this people more and this people less. Donate same to everyone, if at all you want to donate. But then again, person, place, time has to be taken into consideration. So these are some of the things of the qualification of donors. Now, Baba is describing about what to donate. As I said, people donate land, Bhudan movement. There was one person, Vinoba Bhave, who had started Sarvodaya movement. And Baba often remembers him in Murli. And he had started Bhudan. Bhudan means donation of land. There are people who donate cows. There are people who donate clothes, food. In Islam, there is something known as Zakat. Zakat means whatever you earn, 2% of that should be donated. Out of the five pillars of Islam, one of them is Zakat. You have to donate. In Hinduism, Dharma, this Dan Punya has got a lot of importance. If somebody does some evil things or some sinful actions, he has to undergo the period of contrition. Contrition is, what is contrition? Contrition is Pashyatap. Contrition is repentance. So in that, they donate. So, in Hinduism, a lot of importance to donation. Buddhism, a lot of importance to donation. Sikhism believes in langar, where they donate food. And they are quite on a large scale. And then there is a Kanyadan. And then there is a daughter who is to be given up in marriage. So, all religions for that matter, Jainism, give up everything. Don't keep anything. Apparigraha. Apparigraha is one of the five Mahavrats. Is Apparigraha, Asteya, Satya, Brahmacharya, Ahimsa. These are the five Mahavrats of Jainism. And one who wants to become Arihant, he should possess all the five qualities. And one of them is Apparigraha. Do not possess anything. Don't keep anything. Just give up everything. Whatever you have. That is extreme penance. So whether it is Jainism, whether it is Buddhism, Buddhism again preaches don't keep anything non-possession. Christianity, Jesus says, foxes have holes and birds have nests. This son of man hath not where to lay his head. He says everybody has got places to stay, but I don't have anything to stay because he has given up everything. His life is not for himself but for the others. I come to deliver my father's message. What I speak is not coming from me but from my father. So foxes have holes, birds have nests, but this son of man hath not where to lay his head. I don't have even place to lay my head. People don't allow me to even sleep or rest. I keep on moving from one place to another because they are against me. They pelt me with stones. So Christianity, Judaism, Jewish philosophy. Out of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. You should not take away from anything from anybody. So that also prescribes, do not keep anything but donate whatever that you have. So, all the major religions of the world, at some place or other, have taught, directly, indirectly, the principle of donation. And here Baba also teaches donation, and he wants us to become Mahadani, the great donors. And the great donors are those who donate time. Here everything people give, but they don't have time. To give time to somebody is a great act of donation. Because time is such a precious thing, such a currency. Nobody wants to part away from it. So, to donate time means to give time to others, to donate time means to listen to others, to donate time means to spend some time with them, to listen to their issues, their problems, their difficulties, and try to give some solution to them. To donate time means to make them feel that they are not alone, that we are with them. When somebody is depressed, when somebody is heartbroken, disheartened, has fallen into a great stage of distress or depression or sorrow or suffering, total anhedonia, loss of interest in everything. To give time in such cases is the most important thing. So, to donation of time, so Baba says donate time, the worldly people are in darkness. They do not know who is God, they do not know who is soul, what is soul, they do not know their existence. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said the whole Srishti has fallen down. There is the fog and the mist of Ravan, where you can't see anything. Everything is inconspicuous. Everything is so hazy, so dim, you can't see anything. When you go, your vision is blurry, your vision is hazy, so you can't see anything. You can't walk, and the whole Srishti and the whole universe and the whole world has fallen down. And these vices are responsible for that. And this world has become a great brothel, Vishale. And you should hate this whorehouse, this brothel. So, give time. Time, physically, to give them time. Mentally, Sakash. Give time to send out pure, good, elevated, exalted, lofty vibrations to the world. Because the world is suffering. There is sorrow, there is suffering in every house. Give time to send out vibrations, to do service through the mind. Now there is a great need of service through the mind. Enough we have done service through the gross service is enough. Now what is needed is the service through the mind. Send out vibrations, service through eyes, service through drishti, service through vibration, service through drishti, service through thoughts. Subtle service is the need of the hour, the cry of the hour. The human cry. The human cry is increasing. Second thing you have to donate is happiness. Who can donate happiness? One who has got happiness. If you are unhappy, how can you donate happiness? You can always donate what you have. You cannot give what you don't have. So if you want to donate happiness, the first thing is fill yourself with the happiness. Fill yourself with the treasure trove of happiness. A soul who is unhappy, a soul who is sorrowful, would emit the same sorrowful vibrations around. Only the soul who is full of happiness to the brim, the happiness would overflow. So for giving happiness to the world, first fill yourself with happiness. And what is the way to fill oneself with happiness? Think of the fortune. Think of this knowledge. Think of what all gifts, what all treasures, what all fortunes we have got. What are we and what the world is? Importance of happiness, what happiness does, rather than, more important than is, what sorrow does. Happiness is a good thing, but what happens when one is sorrowful? One is in depression, disheartened, no loss of interest, no enthusiasm, no desire to do anything. Total listlessness, total stage of fatigue. No desire to do anything. No desire to talk with anything. No sleep. No desire to eat. Desireless and useless life. So that is the stage of sorrow. And when one is in sorrow, one is pulled towards vices. Because sorrow is a stage of vacuum. Sorrow is a stage of emptiness. Sorrow is a stage of depression. And when one is empty, there is a increasing feeling of loneliness. And when one is lonely, loneliness attracts vices. So filling oneself with happiness. So what is the way to fill oneself with happiness in Brahmin life? How to remain always happy all the time, 24/7? Okay, so churning of knowledge. What else? In Brahmin life. Baba said in today's Murli, put a full stop. It is drama. Whatever that has happened, don't ever brood over it. This should not have happened, that should not have happened. Forget it. You have gone, done service, something, but nobody came out. It's okay. Baba said service is accurate still. Don't worry. Even if they have known Shiv Baba, they have got the entry pass into heaven. Just knowing his name. That's it. So don't worry. So not worrying, not thinking of the past is to become happy. What else? Combined stage is a very higher stage. When one is in sorrow, it is difficult to get that combined stage. First, something gross has to be done when one is in sorrow. Or to remain happy. One should be earning all the time. What else? When one is in sorrow, solitude sometimes is very difficult stage. When, just tell me these reasons, how to become happy when one is unhappy. Start dancing. Where? Bathroom. While talking with double foreigners, Avyakta Murli Baba said, if you got unhappy, go in the bathroom and start dancing. If you fall, you will remember him all the more. One. Second, read Murli. Go for Gyan picnic. Then go to some group and sit and join. Listen to some class, listen to some good song, have some records with you, change the place, go to Madhupan, go to center, go to retreat center, mix with the people with elevated spiritual stage. What else? Go to mountains, but with somebody. Otherwise one will think of committing suicide. Because solitude is difficult for, solitude and unhappiness, they generate negative thoughts. What else? Music, exercise, walking, nature, go to nature, seek nature, write, start writing your thoughts, start writing diary, write, compose poetries, read some inspirational books, life stories of inspirational peoples, listen to some motivational speech, eat the knowledge, or start cleaning the room. Keep yourself busy. There is a cupboard, take out everything and now put it again. 2 hours. Rather than going and wasting your time in some other thing. Both. Huh? Go and listen to somebody's experiences. Okay. And start giving courses. Start giving course. If you are unhappy, give course. You will feel happy. Any topic. 7-day course. That is a way to become happy. So become happy, then you can donate happiness. The third thing is desire for attainments. If I only have the desires, how can I free others from their desires? If I have all the limited desires, how can I help others to also have the same desires? You know, the grand person, grandfather in the family. What he says? Give everything to the children. Oh, give to him, give to him. If he gets some sweet, what he does? Give to others. So he doesn't take himself. So there has to be some selflessness within. Then only one can become in a position to donate that desire of attainment to others. So donation, all the three things. So that's what the world says and what Baba says. And if you want to become great donors, have those 10 qualities and these are the things to be donated. I'll read once more. Those who donate to everyone their time, their happiness and the desire for attainments are Mahadani, great donors. Om Shanti.